And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Sandhills Centford head coach Tyson Cox. Well, first off, Coach, congratulations on the win last week in the opening round of the playoffs. I know it's exciting to just be in the playoffs, but when you advance, it's even more exciting. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you. You know, the boys, they played probably their best game that first round of playoffs, and that's really what you're striving for, is to be hitting, playing your best ball at this time of year.
Tyson, I know that you love to preach a physical style of football, and I know that your running game has been very strong through the course of the season. What has made it work the most throughout the course of the year?
You know, our offensive linemen are getting better. They're really getting the system down, and our offensive linemen is, you know, they're getting in the right spots on the poles, and they're picking up their blocking assignments, and that helps a lot. And then when you got Maurice, who's just a big, strong, powerful kid, it's a good combination.
I know that coaches always want their defense to be playing very good at this time of the year as you go through the playoffs. What about your defense? Is it where you would like it to be at this point of the year?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we'll really find out this week, because that's a great offensive team that we're playing in Myrna. So, you know, we're really working on some defensive front stuff and some stunts to make it a little easier for us to get in the right spot and a little harder for them to figure out where we're going to be at all the time.
I know that the game of football is not just physical, it's mental too. Talk a little bit about the confidence of this team. After starting the season 1-2, you guys have won 6 in a row. Talk about the confidence and the way the guys have stayed in the moment as you've kind of battled back and put together 6 wins in a row.
You know, that we've had a lot of success here, and, you know, when we started out 1-2, us coaches, we were just preaching to them, hey, this is your team. You know, this year is you guys. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. You can, you know, write your legacy, whatever, just by what you guys do. So, you know, we've just been preaching that this is your team and be proud of it.
This will be the second time you played Anselmo Myrna this season. You met way back in the opening week of the season. I'm curious, for you, Coach, how is your team different and improved from the opening week of the season?
Yep. Just on the outside looking in, you know, we moved Maurice to quarterback, so, you know, we'll have a different starting quarterback than we did the first time we played. And, you know, we were plugging in a lot of young guys, trying to figure out where they fit to gel the best. And, you know, we've tried different situations and scenarios, and I think for us, we've got it down to where we do the best right now, so we'll just find out.
Talk a little bit more about your opponent, Anselmo Myrna, and just your preparation for them. You guys know each other extremely well. You're familiar with one another. Talk about the preparation for this particular game and what will be the keys.
We just have to be physical. We have to win the line of scrimmage, and, you know, we have to stop Dane Dries, their quarterback. You know, he's a big, strong kid. You know, he's hard to bring down. He's leading the state in rushing, but he's got to be leading them in yards after contact. You know, we have to get him down. But when we hit him, we've got to tackle.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. Congratulations on the success up to this point, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Thank you. Thanks for covering us.
Coach Tyson Cox joining us on our pregame show.